And Mr. Speaker, I would want to suggest that maybe in dealing with this, that we have a meeting with the Select Committee, the Governor, and the Integrity Commission all in one room, because I know that report, the information that the committee presented, they didn't pull it out of thin air. They had to come from somewhere, you know, and I have confidence in the members that they wouldn't make up anything, so they had to get the information from somewhere. So I would suggest also moving forward and dealing with this, as was stated in the letter, how do we seek in recommendations on going forward, get the committee, Integrity Commission, and the governor's office in one room, and let them go through that report, and you'll see.
I don't think there's anything to be gained by getting into looking in the rearview mirror and having a banter about who is right and who is wrong and who said this and who said that. I think we've adopted the report as it was laid on the table of the House, right? And the need now is to focus on moving forward. And that includes creating a separate or special provisions as to how parliamentarians are disciplined, because in other parliaments, in Westminster-style Commonwealth parliaments, of course, integrity commissions exist and reports and returns channeled through them, but in terms of disciplining members of parliament, that is done by parliament. So, as I said earlier, when this bill was brought into force, when the act was brought into force, it was a different time. There was a lot of confusion, and so we need now to grab the bull by the hand and fix it. And it's not going to be fixed by us staying in a room and having a fight about it. That can happen during a consultation period, right? And so we will have an opportunity to, as a CPA, to sit in a room to properly inform a reporter or drafting instructions to the Attorney General Chambers, and also, obviously, the Integrity Commission itself will have an opportunity as a stakeholder, and so with the Governor's Office. So I think I want to focus on us looking forward and correcting what needs to be corrected so that we have an integrity legislation that is fit for purpose. Right, because I think we can all agree, right, whether the crash report was right or wrong, whether it left out stuff, or whether it was not as comprehensive as we would like it to be, which I think we all could agree that there is an issue with the effectiveness of the Integrity Commission.